just had to work his new grind, and he'd probably set him his steel beam plow off, you know, unless he had more new grind break, you know. But they really required the steel beam for the new grind. Georgia's.
Before, now, then you'd break the ground up finer with a...
Oh, yeah, with the different instruments off of Georgia stock, yeah.
Yeah, or kind of a... kind of thing you might run over the ground to break it up.
Harrow, they used to have different types of harrows, you know. They used to have spike tooth harrows. It was just a straight, rigid tooth, you know. It would pull weeds and some roots, you know. It was a heavy piece of rigid iron. Of course, and after the ground was broken, and you didn't have these roots to pull out, and it was more granular. You have to use tools the way the farmers used to tell us, you know, to suit the disposition of the ground. A spring tooth harrow, you know what a spring, it almost looks like a hay rake, you know, it has curved teeth and the teeth spring back. So you use a harrow like that when they had the ground pretty well broken up. It depends what you plant, whether you plant hay or beans, or whether you have to row your crop, or you plant broadcast, you know. And they let the different tools fit, have to fit the soil and the crop you're working. Yes, sir. Can I help you? You found it? Okay.
Before you had the tractor, you used
mule.
Yeah.
Mule or horse. Mule was a better plow animal than a horse. Horse was a little fractious, you know, a little high spirited, and he wasn't as he didn't have the durability of a mule.
Yeah. You gotta climb those steps a lot, don't you? You can't get
in good shape for an old 60-year-old man.
Did you play football when you were younger or anything like that? You're a big
man.
We didn't have
football in high school when I went to school. I played after I got to LSU. I played with intramural football, and we played. I got back from school. We had a year, so that we had a town team, you know. Not no school team. We used to play the has-beens out of colleges like Loyola had a football team. Tulane had football. And those boys that graduate, you know, they didn't have any pro ranks to go to then. They still liked the game. They had an independent team. I played a little independent football for about a year or two. But the only thing I could play in high school was basketball. And then in those days, we didn't have indoor courts. We played outside on clay courts, you know. But we, in the rural areas, like Slidell, you found boys that didn't go to school. I finished school at 16 because my parents kept me in school steady. But you'd find boys that go to school. Start maybe at 6 or 7 years old and go a couple of years and work. And you had high school fellas in high school, graduating from high school, was 22 and 23 years old, you know. They just didn't go to school steady, and then they realized later that they should have a high school education and go back. When we did have high school teams, I played high school basketball. We used to play Tulane freshmen. Them out here, bring them out here. We could beat them pretty good. Tear up on some of these college teams. But, I don't know, I just had a tougher constitution in the country, I believe.
What sort of games did you play when y'all were younger? Do y'all remember?